there's been an unexpected development in the Gaza ceasefire deal. Israel was supposed to release around 600 Palestinians from jail this weekend, but that's now on hold. Israel says Hamas humiliated hostages during ceremonies in Gaza yesterday. Also, Israel says it's deploying tanks in the occupied West Bank for the first time in more than 20 years. NPR's Daniel Estrin joins us now from Tel Aviv. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Aisha.
Let's start with the hostage release in Gaza. What happened?
Yeah, Hamas released six hostages on Saturday, and we've seen every week Hamas put on ceremonies. They parade hostages onto stage before freeing them. What happened yesterday was a couple of things. A masked Hamas videographer spoke to one hostage and filmed him then kissing the heads of masked militants standing next to him. Also, Hamas released a video showing how they drove a pair of Israeli hostages who are still being held to a release ceremony and then filmed them at the scene begging Israel to be released. So this angered Israel. And instead of holding up its side of the bargain and Israel releasing hundreds of Palestinians from jail yesterday, Israel protested what it called the cynical exploitation of our hostages for propaganda purposes. And it said that it would delay the release of some 600 Palestinians from jail until the release of the next hostages has been assured. And as Israel said, without the humiliating ceremonies.
So how could this affect the ceasefire?
Well, there is a concern. Could the deal between Israel and Hamas unravel now? Hamas says that Israel holding up the release of Palestinian prisoners is a violation of the ceasefire deal. Now, this ceasefire in Gaza began 5 weeks ago. Israel and Hamas have been exchanging hostages and prisoners every week, and there's one more week to go. Hamas is meant to return the remains of four Israeli hostages who were killed in captivity this coming Thursday. Israel is then meant to release more Palestinian detainees and prisoners on Saturday, and then comes Sunday, next Sunday, and that's when the current phase of the ceasefire expires. So the sides are supposed to negotiate the next phase of the ceasefire to exchange more hostages and prisoners, to negotiate a full Israeli troop withdrawal from Gaza, and also to commit to ending the war. But it really is no secret that Israel does not want to accept those terms yet and does not want to accept ending the war. The far-right flank of Israel's government wants to renew the war. So an official who is familiar with the details of all this told me that what Israel is doing now in delaying the Palestinian prisoner release is it's trying to extend this current phase of the ceasefire and trying to buy more time to seek more concessions from Hamas, like freeing more hostages without having to start negotiate the other terms. The Israeli Prime Minister's office declined to comment on that.
And meanwhile, Israel is stepping up a military offensive in the West Bank. What's happening there?
So when the ceasefire in Gaza went into effect last month, Israeli troops started a new operation in the West Bank, in the other Palestinian territory, against militant strongholds in refugee camps in the north part of the West Bank. Many Israeli analysts say that this is an attempt to appease the far-right part of the Israeli government, which does not want to stop the war in Gaza and does not like the idea of trading hostages for Palestinians who have been convicted of deadly attacks on Israelis. So we do see this new offensive in the West Bank. And today Israel announced it's stepping up that offensive, sending tanks to the Jenin refugee camp for the first time in more than 20 years. There have been tens of thousands of Palestinians displaced from those areas, and Israel's defense minister says he will prevent the return of those residents to those areas. So it's echoing what we saw recently in the Gaza war.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.